Hi, everybody. This is JJ Long from JJ Artworks, and welcome to episode 38 of our podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. In this week's episode, I want to talk about the importance of decluttering your work area or your work environment. And this could be, you know, anywhere in your workspace. This could be your desk space, your office space. For me, this week, I really needed to kind of declutter our fulfillment center a little bit. I needed to declutter my art studio, my sound booth, and my personal living space. And I just got to a point where I felt I couldn't focus on work. I couldn't prioritize things because there was just too much clutter and it took up way too much mental space in my brain. So the reason I bring this up is because I think a lot of us, we tend to be so busy in our businesses and in our personal lives that things sort of get left undone, whether that be, I don't know, perfect example, not making your bed in the morning or, you know, skipping out on some type of, you know, the dishes or something like that, not doing the laundry and then having a pile of laundry build up in your house. And for me, at the office, I just had piles and piles of paperwork that were just overwhelming my desk area. And then in the fulfillment center, we just had boxes upon boxes just kind of falling on top of each other, and things weren't labeled properly, and it was just kind of all over the place. And I don't blame myself because, you know, it's a sign that we're busy and things are getting done and we're being productive. But I think if you don't take the time to kind of cleanse your surroundings a bit, it can be a little destructive. And for me, what happens when I sort of have too much clutter around my workspace, I in the back of my head, I'm like, all right, so I need to clean that eventually and I'll get to it, but this is more important. And then, you know, time goes by, it could be the next day or two. And then not only do I have new tasks, but I still have those old things that I need to do. And I'm like, oh yeah, shoot, I have to, you know, I need to organize those boxes and get rid of those papers and blah, blah, blah. And it just, you just keep piling on the workload, and it's just something that's in the back of your brain that's taking up too much mental space. And I mean, all you need to really do is give yourself maybe an hour or so and just try to bang out some of just declutter for like maybe an hour and just bang out some like quick little things that you can do to kind of make your environment a little bit neater. And I actually gave myself all day this past Saturday to kind of do a deep clean of my workspace and my living space. And wow, what an amazing feeling it is to just be decluttered. It feels so good. I feel like I can just breathe easier. I feel more relaxed. I feel like everything has its own place. The other thing that I realized is I don't have to keep wasting time trying to find something. Everything's labeled. I know where to find it. And that's, you know, saving time, which means you're saving money in the long run. So that's also an important thing too. So I just quickly wanted to talk to you guys today about decluttering and the importance of having a clean work area. And you can also apply this to, you know, the different tasks and responsibilities that you have that you kind of hold in your mind. So you also want to declutter your mind as well. And I've talked about this in previous podcast episodes where you can kind of do a brain dump of all your ideas and all the things that you have to do. And you can do a brain dump, you know, on a piece of paper. You can journal it out. You can do a voice memo on your phone and try to get a recording out there. You can write down your ideas on a dry erase board. But it's a good idea to declutter as sort of like a regular routine task so that you can kind of have the mental space and the breathing room to focus on the things that are important in your life. So thank you so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate the support. I hope that you and your loved ones are staying safe and healthy. And I'll talk to you next week in episode 39. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you later.